If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Amen. We want to begin reading at verse 8 tonight. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 8, "And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all His commandments which I commanded thee this day. And Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as He rejoiced over thy fathers, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep His commandments and His statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul." Now go over to verse 19, and the Bible says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and they, thy seed, may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." I like when God sanctions what you're preaching, and I'd like to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help, on when God gets happy. Amen? When God gets happy. As we look at this and we see in the Word tonight, in verse 20, the Bible teaches us that that God is God and God is real and the Lord is our God. But I want to say most of all, He's the God of the living. Amen? He's the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Jesus said, "I'm not the God of the dead." He said, "I'm the God of the living." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that they're well and good tonight in the presence of God. Amen. They're alive and well before a living God tonight. I'm glad we got a living God. I'm glad He's alive. I'm glad He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Praise God, just as alive, more alive than me and you. Amen. Glory be to God. He has that everlasting life, that resurrection life. Praise God. One day in a little while, glory to God, we'll have it too. But until then, praise the Lord, we just need to realize that He is life. Amen. He is life. He's the God of the living. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is thy life. Praise God. But He says that, He said that we need to make a choice. Now I want you to notice this. I was sitting in the chair last night reading the Bible, and I read this, and boy, it just floored me. Amen. We're living a day in a time, a wicked day in a time, I must say that, when people's talking about choice and pro-choice. Amen. Yeah. Choosing life and death and what it is. But He says in verse 19, He said, "Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Amen. So is God pro-choice? No, He's pro-life. Yeah. Amen. 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 Praise God. God said, "You need to just choose life. So that we and our seed may live." Amen. That tells me God says, I hate abortion. God said, I hate anything that's going to take an innocent life. Praise God. God said, I choose life. Praise God. He said, I'm the giver of life. Amen. God is the giver of life tonight. Amen. Praise God. It makes God happy to give life, everlasting life tonight. Praise God. God rejoices at the thought of giving people life. Praise the Lord. He offers it up. And He says in verse 8, He says, "And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all His commandments." He said, if we'll return to the Lord, if we'll seek the Lord, praise God, while He may be found, praise God, God do wonderful things for us.
Amen.
A reason God won't heal our land, praise God, is we're not seeking God. Amen. But we're coming to a day and an hour, praise God, God's going to get our attention. He'll get our attention one way or another. And if we don't look up, we don't look to God and start living for God, praise God. Amen. Listen, it's not about you and me anymore. It's about all these little ones that we got coming in that's sitting under us and watching us.
Amen.
Those that's trying to get up close to us, praise God. But when they get up close, where are we going to take them? We need to be prayerful. We need to watch and praise God. So we need to be willing to return and to obey God, to get closer to Him than we've ever been before. Rejoicing in the fact, praise God, that God is there and He loves us, praise the Lord. And it makes God happy to bless His people.
Amen.
And when we return to Him, when we get close, praise God, we can receive all God's blessings. Amen. He says in verse 9, the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in thy work, in the work of thy hands. Amen? He said, praise God, the reason we're not prosperous today, praise God, is we're working. And Proverbs says it's like putting money in pockets with holes. Amen. People all the time tell me, preacher, I'd come to church, but boy, I've just got to work. Amen. I tell you what we better do. We better work 6 days and find a seventh day out the house of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Why? So God can bless us. Amen. So He can prosper us. So He can give us that, praise God, that'll bring the honor and glory to His name. Amen. But we got folks that's preaching this health and wealth stuff. Amen. Praise God. I want to say it's not about health and wealth. It's about obedience and prosperity in the Lord. Amen. You can't prosper outside of God. You can, you may for a little while, but praise God, it'll all be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble. But I'm glad when we prosper in the Lord, praise God, that He gives us those good things of God. But we're living today and there, we got people that are trying to cover up their sin, praise God, with their good works. I want to say, praise God, that won't work. He says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. I'd a whole lot rather have mercy from the Lord than prosperity in this world. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because I believe it makes God happy when we forsake ourselves and forsake the sinfulness world and follow after a righteous God. I believe God begins to bless us. I believe God begins to help us. He begins to give us those things that we need. Even the work that we work in our own hand. He said, the fruit of thy body. Amen. He said, if we don't labor for the Lord, he said, we labor for naught. Hello. Amen. I know people that go all the time. I used to do that too. They go all the time, pray just as hard as they can go, and never strike a lick for God. Hello. Amen. I'm still up here. Amen. They work. They go wide open all the time and never do nothing for God. It's for naught. Amen. Praise God. But he said, that's the fruit of your body. But it's not fruit unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, even in fruit of the cattle, he said, that we have, praise God, prosper when we put our faith in the Lord. When we turn back to Him and go in the right direction. Why? Because it'll make God happy. Amen. When God's happy, praise God, He'll bless us. You say, well, preacher, God's not that trifling, praise the Lord. He'll bless us anyway. God blesses us all the time. Amen. Every breath you take, praise God, is a gift of God. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, that whenever we get lined up with Him, praise the Lord, He begins to work in us a marvelous work of grace and a work of mercy. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Not on fruit of the cattle, but in the fruit of thy land for good. See, that's where the blessings come out. That's where you get under the spout where the glory pours out. That's where you get in the good stuff of God. Amen. We begin to see that God begins to get glory. God begins to pray, and we begin to rejoice with God. Amen. Do you know it's a good thing to rejoice with God? Amen. You should probably say, well, preacher, I didn't know God rejoiced. God rejoices. God rejoices all the time. Praise God. God likes rejoicing. Amen. God don't sit around with the pooch mouth like most Baptists. Hello? Amen. He does not sit around with pooch. God does not pout. Amen. Me and my wife was talking last night. I said something, and she pooped her lip out, and I started saying something. She said, don't talk to me. I'm pouting. Amen. So I went from one place to the other, and when I got just a little further down the road, I said, are you over it? Yes. She said, yeah, probably. Amen. She said, we don't pout at each other long. But praise God, I'm glad God don't pout at all. Amen. Glory to God. So as we look at this tonight, what does it take to make God happy? Amen. What does it take, amen, to bring rejoicing to God? Huh? Now, this is bigger than I am. Look over at Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Amen. The Bible says in verse 3, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, now we're talking about Jesus. Amen. And he says, and he says, what man of you, verse 4, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. Amen? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Amen? So he said, there's somebody that has sheep. A shepherd's got his sheep. He said, there's one's missing. There's one gone astray. There's one that's not there. Said he leaves the 99 in the fold, praise God, and he goes after that one. Glory be to God. He goes looking for it. And when he goes looking for it, he goes looking to find it. He goes looking to rescue it. He goes looking to help it. He goes looking to put it in a place of safety. Amen. He said, when he finds it, he takes it up. Glory be to God. And said he puts it on his shoulders. And said he rejoices. Glory be to God. Maybe a little ways back to the fold. Amen. May have had to go a far piece to get it. May have had to go through some dangerous places to get to it. But praise God, he wasn't afraid to go there. Wasn't afraid to put forth the effort. Wasn't afraid to face the challenges. Praise God. He left the 99 in the fold and he went and found and hunted till he found that little lost sheep. Glory be to God. He came to seek and to save that was lost, and he won't quit till he finds it. Amen. Amen. May even be to a point he has to touch some old hard-headed something like you and I to get our attention. Amen. But he'll seek it till he finds it. He lays on his shoulder and rejoicing. But I like this, and when he comes home, I can just imagine as he's heading back to the house, heading back to the fold. Amen. He said, when he comes home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. He said, glory be God. He said, let's have a party, glory. Let's shout and praise and give God glory. I found that little lost lamb.
Amen.
Amen. What makes God happy, praise God, when he finds a lost youngin', pray God catches them up and brings them into the fold.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless his holy name. He said, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Amen. He said, I say unto you that likewise, joy, now watch this, shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. He said, they's rejoicing in heaven when an old sinner repents of their sin and gets saved by the marvelous grace of God. Bless his holy name. He goes on and gives another instance. He said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Amen. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Amen. She gets a few, she hunts and she looks and she finds it. Pray God, when she finds it, she gets up, she calls her neighbors, she calls her friends. She says, come over, a young, and rejoice with me, because I found that was lost.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Watch this. I got a hold of this, boy. I about shouted my shoes off. He said, likewise, verse 10, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. You say, preacher, what happens right there? Good God, the good God of glory. Amen. He praised the Lord. He begins to shout and rejoice and have him a time. Who's that in the presence of the angel? Some people say, well, that's him old saints of God. Hey, praise God. I want to say, glory to God, that's nothing more than God Almighty himself. I believe God rejoices. Amen. Every time some old sinner, brother, deed, amen, falls on his face and says, Lord Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God. The glory bells go off in heaven and God Almighty rejoices in the presence of an angel.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Can you imagine those angels? Brother Dan. Hey man, I'm talking about those that's designed to worship the Almighty. I mean, they're geared and tuned up to worship the Almighty. To give Him all the praise and the glory. What do they do when God gets beside Himself? Amen. When God gets put beside Himself and starts saying, well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over one old sinner gets God excited. What makes God happy? An old sinner getting saved. Amen. An old sinner getting saved, praise, birthed into the family of God, praise God, confessing their sins and falling on their faith, coming to a place, amen, of realizing recognition that there is a God and He's real. Amen. Amen. That's that. He's that ever-present help to reach down just exactly where they are. Amen. And when He reaches down, I never knew God to reach down that He didn't lift something up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time He reaches down, and praise God, He gets glory. And He gets happy, praise God. He begins to have Him a spell. Praise the Lord. And you think, well, you say, preacher, I don't believe God gets excited. I believe God does. You say, how do you know, preacher? Because He made me. And He said, I'm in the likeness and the image of God. And every time I get close to Him, praise God, I get excited. Every time I start thinking about salvation and grace and faith, praise God, I get excited. And I believe God that created me, I believe He gets excited for me. Amen. Praise God, next time this old flesh starts telling you, so why don't you just sit down and be quiet? You are just say, flesh, you ain't nothing but a stinking liar. I'm a liar. I'm going to rejoice and give God glory. Rejoicing in the presence of angels. Because that's what makes God happy, amen. Bless His holy name. In Proverbs chapter 8, the Bible says this in verse 30. He said, then I was by Him as one brought up with Him. And I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him. Hello? Amen? Rejoicing always before Him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of His earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. God said, you know what makes me happy? Is when in the presence of God, the children of God, the sons of men, begin to praise God and give Him glory. God says, that's what makes me happy. Praise God. I believe God gets the Cain Heppets too. Amen. And He's God. He don't care who's looking. Amen. We'll worry about what somebody might think. We'll worry about what somebody might say. Amen. Praise God, I've come to the point in my Christianity, praise God, I don't care what they think. I don't care what they say, praise God. I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to praise Him, amen, whether they like it or not. Amen. And praise God, in a little while, I'll rejoice in my soul so much, somebody will see it and they'll want some too. Amen. It's just like good grub. Amen. You get in a bait of good home cooking. I'm talking about them beans and taters and pork chops and cornbread, all that good stuff. You get enough of that, praise God, piled on the table, people start wanting to come by and get some. Amen. Yeah. We're living in a world of fast food. Amen. I don't care nothing about fast food. I'll be honest. I'd rather have a good old home cooked meal anytime. Amen. That's what's wrong with the world today, praise God. That's why God ain't happy with it, because we're about everything's got to be fast food. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, well, we'll run in the house of God and we'll get us a little dab of this or a little dab of that, and we'll run out the door, praise God, and never take time to talk to God. Amen. Or if we'd come to the table and sit down, put our cell phones away, praise God, say, bow our face before the Lord, talk to Him a minute, praise God, He'd feed us to the full. We wouldn't get down the road a little ways and be hungry. Amen. I love pizza. I like pizza. I mean, I don't love it, but I like it. But I can eat pizza, Brother Bill, and it don't last me 30 minutes. All it does is makes me really thirsty. And in about 30 minutes, I'm going to be hunting me a snack. Amen? But that's what most of us do with the Word of God. That's what about most of us do with the things of God. We'll run in, we'll get some fast food, praise God, and it won't be long, we'll be looking for a snack. But if we ain't careful, we don't pay no attention where we're getting our snack from. Amen? So we get those Twinkies and those honey buns with the extra sugar. Amen? 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 And praise God, and you think, well, that's satisfying. Praise God, you got all that sugar. And boy, it really makes you feel good, and it burns off just about as quick as that pizza does, and next thing you know, you're, there you go again. Amen? So then you're looking for another fix. You know, that's what most of the drug addicts and alcoholics in the world, that's what they're doing today. They're running from one fix to another fix, trying to find satisfaction in the things of this world. Amen? That don't make God happy. But praise God, when we look at His Word and we glean from His truth, praise God, He begins to fill us and He begins to satisfy us. Amen. Then we begin to rejoice with Him. That makes God happy. In Philippians 1, chapter 18, the Bible says that Paul said, I therein do rejoice. And he's speaking about that therein. Was talking about rejoicing in the gospel truth, or the truth of the gospel. He said, I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Amen. He said, I'm going to rejoice and be filled up, praise God, with that good stuff from God. And as I get it, praise the Lord, I'm going to realize what it's doing for my soul. That's feeding me and it's satisfying me. And I'm just going to praise God. You know what? That makes God happy. Amen. Amen. That makes God happy when we rejoice in the Lord. We realize the good things, praise God, that He's, as Brother Rex said a while ago, that He's feeding us, He's giving us. It's truth. It's stable. It's satisfying. It's something that'll keep us, praise God. It's something that's enduring, praise Lord. Amen. Get us through this life and into the next one. Praising and rejoicing and giving God glory. Bless His holy name. He goes on in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 17. He said, I joy and rejoice with you all. Amen. He said, I joy. And He said, I rejoice with you all. Amen. Praise God. In other words, what he said, look, you know what? He said, the thing that satisfies me, the thing that gives me joy, praise God, is being able to rejoice with you. Amen. Praise God together, Lord God. He said, that brings joy to my soul. He said, that satisfies my inner self, praise God. He said, it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. Amen. Amen. You say, Pastor, when people get up and start testifying, praise the Lord, and get all teary and start slinging snot, why do you get all teary and start slinging snot too? Praise God, it brings joy to my heart, praise God, because I rejoice with you. Amen. 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 Praise God, it does my heart good. Amen. To see God touching yours. Giving you help, filling you up to overflowing, filling you up till it pours out, praise God. Pastor, He said, I have joy in your rejoice. I rejoice with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I do. Amen. That's what Brother Rex does, what Brother Bill does, what these other ladies do, praise God. They have joy and they rejoice with you. Amen. Praise God. But he goes on in Philippians 2 and verse 18. He said, ye joy. He said, I joy. He said, but now he says, ye joy and rejoice with me. He said, this thing's contagious, praise God. And he said, it makes God happy. Amen. Amen. It makes God happy, praise God, when we get to rejoicing and we get to joining and rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, and we all begin to get in one mind and one accord, going in the same direction, serving the same God, praising the same holiness, praise God, of heaven. Amen. God makes God happy. It makes Him happy, praise the Lord. He said, you rejoice with me. He said, I rejoice with you all, and you all, and ye rejoice, you joy and rejoice with me. He goes on in chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. He brings it full circle. He said, hey, Well, we got joy. We got the joy is in the Lord. He said, our rejoicing is in the Lord. He said, why? You know why? Because it makes God happy. Amen. It makes God happy when we rejoice and we have joy in the Lord. He says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Praise God. He said, you know, he said, if you want to make God happy, praise God, just rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. He said, don't look for a place to quit. Look for a place to keep going. Amen. Just keep rejoicing in the Lord. Just keep giving God praise. Amen. God, just keep blessing. God, just keep pouring it out. Amen. In Philippians 4:4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Praise God. Amen. He said, rejoice and just keep on rejoicing because that makes God happy. Amen. There's nothing I'd rather do than make my Heavenly Father happy. Amen. Amen. See, I know as a father and as a grandfather, praise God, there's nothing it tickles my heart death when my children try to be pleasing to me. Amen. They try to do right, amen. They try to stand before me, and they try to do that to try. And they want you to see them as they're doing right, amen. And as they do right, praise God, I want to encourage them, praise God, just keep on doing right. So what I do, I praise them. I say, I'm so proud of you. Glory be to God. I am so proud of you, praise the Lord. You're doing so good. You're so wonderful. I just love you bunches, amen. You know what that does? That encourages them to do a little bit better. Amen. That encourages to rejoice and keep rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. Romans 12 and 7, he said, we rejoice in hope. Amen. Our rejoicing is in our hope, that hope of glory that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Bless His holy name. But God brings it, bring His full circle and I'm done. When God gets happy, praise God. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 30, in verse 9, God talks about that goodness that He pours out upon us because He loves us. Amen. About what He gives us, how He takes care of us because He loves us. And He said, it's for good. Amen. Praise God. When God looks down upon us, when God looked down upon the world, you remember in the beginning, He said He looked at it, He did it, and said it was good. He said He did it, and said it was good. And said it was good. And then He said it was very good. Amen. But I wonder sometimes now when God looks down, He said, well, that's not good. That's not very good. That stands in need of improvement. But when God is happy, see, God's not happy when we don't do good. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we do good? By following His commandments. By keeping His commandments. Doing all His commandments. Which I command thee this day, by doing all of them, by following the Word of God. It makes God happy. Amen. Then He can begin to bless us. And He says in verse 9, He says, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as He rejoiced over thy fathers. Amen. He says, when you do good and you follow His commandments and you walk with God and you listen to God and you heed what God says, He said, God, it's good in the eyes of God, and it makes God happy. Amen. And He rejoices with us for the good that He's helped us to do. See, we can't do it on our own. But God said, if you want to do good, said, I'll help you. I'll take you further than you've ever thought about going in the things of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll pour out blessings that you can't receive. Praise God. We rejoice in God. But why? Because it makes God happy. And see, as He rejoiced over thy fathers. Remember the blessings He had? Now, you've got to remember Deuteronomy 30, 31, 32. So they're getting ready to go into the promised land. They're getting ready to go into that place of promise. And praise God, Moses tells him, said, listen, said, God said, if you'll just follow me, He said, I'll lead you into the promised land. And He said, I'll pour out all the blessings. He said, I'll give you all the good things I have. He said, what would you like today? Amen. Pray God. Say, Lord, Lord, I want to make you happy. He said, Lord, what I want is whatever you want. Because God, I want to make you happy. Lord God, I want to rejoice with you in my salvation. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like, praise God, snuggling up to God in your salvation. Praise God. Following Him, being led of God, so that He can pour out His blessings. You know why? Because that's what makes God happy. Praise the Lord.